Blog Talk Radio.
We're on a mission. We want to stiff this music up everybody's ass.
Yo.
Hello.
We are live. What's going on, bro?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series, brought to you by none other than USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. We're live with the dopest in the world. We got Cad, Hollywood, True Tight, Nella Splice. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, how you doing, man? Actually, just got Cad right now. True couldn't be with us right now, but Cad Hollywood from Nella Splice, man, about to drop a new single and a new album.
Yes, sir. That power up is off the chain. Let's talk about the group, like how you all got together and how you all started in the music industry. Can you think back with us and just kind of give us a brief overview of what you all done and where you all are headed?
Yeah, sure. So me and True, we've only been working together for probably only about 7 months, and we're just putting the finishing touches on the whole album right now, which I think most people can appreciate is a very quick timeline for something like that. So
yeah.
You know, we clicked really well and connected right off the bat. But before that, we both actually came from a rock background, playing guitar, bass, rock bands, that kind of thing. But we also both grew up on a lot of hip hop. So when we got together, we were just like, all right, let's do something. No limits, do anything we want. And it just kind of grew around that love of hip hop and trying to do something different from the rock band thing. And that kind of led us to where we're at, and it just kept getting better and better. So we're like, all right, let's keep doing this.
Wow. So how do you and True actually know each other? How did you all meet?
Actually, funnily enough, I met him through the bass player in my old rock band, which I ended up leaving to form this project.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you merge all cool genres. You all are some of everything, hip hop, rock, electronica,
exactly, you know,
everything,
yep,
mashed into a big ball of greatness. So, do you do one thing in particular with Splice, and does he do like anything in particular? Like, does one person rap, other person does the instruments, or how does this duo work?
So again, kind of like a bit of a free for all, right? Where we don't really have too much of a defined role. I generally do most of the post production, kind of putting the final structure and arrangements together, whereas he takes a bit more of the lead on the original beats and things like that. I'm a bit more lead on the vocals. However, he comes in for some feature raps on most of the songs. There's a couple of songs where he pretty much takes the lead on vocal. We both have a couple tracks where we're playing real guitar or real bass, and some guest musicians, friends of ours that come in and out for some guest spots on guitar or vocals. So very open source, right? You know, pretty much anything goes. If it sounds good, we'll roll with it.
All right. And that brings us up to Power Up. What's the concept behind Power Up?
So Power Up was one of the first songs I ever heard that that Matt kind of, sorry, True kind of had in his back pocket when we first met, and there's a certain little hook in it that just reminded me of playing Super Mario as a kid, you know. So we just kind of ran with that video game theme, and I wrote the lyrics on around that concept of, you know, that nostalgic video game feel, and, you know, right, just general concept of Power Up, right? Who doesn't want to power up?
I do. One of my favorite games. Hey, you know what? I want to go ahead and rock out to the song, give the people a little taste of it. Go ahead and introduce it. We'll rock out to it and come right back.
All right. You're listening to Power Up, the new single from Nilla Splice.
Let's go.
Never gonna know how this is gonna go. It's like I'm Shaq, oh, it's only a free throw, but you just never know. Yo, soldier, never quit, fight on a mission, man. No, not really, we're just making it up. Stuff to make it sound hard, legit. What's funny is you believed enough. Said back to the tough guy bit, sound mean, so tough and shit. I'm feeling super though. Mario, play that shit.
Journey. That right there was Power Up by Nilla Splice. Dynamic duo. Hey, man. So, that, when you get to that breakdown, you hear Mario Brothers, then you hear all of those cool terms that, you know, we grew up on, like, you know, get over here and all of that. how huge has, like, gaming been, like, how did you come up with this, dude?
Really, you know, for me as a songwriter in general, writing lyrics, I honestly can't tell you where it comes from. Often it's just the beat kind of just gives me that one little spark of a theme or an idea, and it just
right.
It just kind of flows out of there. And with something like that, with Power Up, like I said, it's very nostalgic, right? It just kind of takes you back to playing games as a kid with your friends, and yeah, just kind of, you know, if you listen to the lyrics, you can pick out a good few of the, you know, those classic old school games.
Up down,
so,
up down,
no,
left right, left right, B A B A.
We can all relate to that, right? Just mash all those buttons as hard as you can, as fast as you can.
So, yeah, take us back, actually recording it and writing it. Do you write with a pen and a pad, or do you kind of, like, just come up with it right off the fly in the booth? Who created that dope, amazing track?
So this one, the basic track, that was True. That was something that he'd been working on for a while, kind of just on his own. You know, most musicians have a little something that they're working on. And then when I came along, he sent it over to me, and I was kind of listening to it on my own, playing with some stuff. And, yeah, funnily enough, I was talking to him, and he actually said in a conversation the phrase "power up" in general. And I was like, dude, you kidding, right? I just put that as the chorus of this song that you just sent me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so yeah, we just click like that. Everything he gives me or I give him, we're just all over it, and everything just kind of clicks really easily. So, you know, that's hard to find someone to collaborate that easily with. But yeah, and we just record everything. I got a studio at my house, so we just record everything, you know, casual at home, and comes out fun. You know, that's the main thing, just fun. We're not, you know, we're not trying to be hard. We're not trying to be gangster. We're just having fun.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
You did touch lightly on a project that is on the horizon for and Power Up may be one of the singles on it. So tell us about that. Like, do you have a name, and when can we expect that?
Yeah, actually, that's coming very, very soon. We got a whole 15-track album coming out on December 21st. That'll be on Spotify, iTunes, you know, all the usual places, wherever you want to find it. We're pretty much everywhere. So yeah, this is actually the second single. We also have a video coming out with Power Up on Friday as well. So we kind of think of this as our first single. But we had a kind of a demo single before that, which was Hate On, which I see you've also heard. But yeah, we've got another 12 or 13 tracks to come. Everything is, again, from one song to another, is completely different. We even have a reggae song on there. We have a song with a guest singer that sings mostly in Spanish. Like, if you think you guys figured out, nah, you got no idea.
So all genres. What's the name of the album?
The album is called Realistic Optimistic.
Realistic Optimistic. Okay. I mean, I like the title. What's the concept behind that?
Again, kind of like I was saying, you know, we just kind of have fun. Most of the songs we do are kind of lighthearted, but there's a few that are kind of serious too, you know, maybe making a serious point or, you know, social commentary type of thing. So, but we like to keep everything, even a negative subject can still have a slightly more positive spin to it. So we kind of figured, yeah, it's realistic, but also optimistic, and kind of rolls off the tongue nicely. So that was it.
I like that.
That's what it has to be called.
So there you have it. December the 22nd, Realistic Optimistic, a reflection of ups and downs of life and the struggles we all face. Wow. That is
deep, but
and
still
of course,
fun. Deep, but still fun.
And of course, on that album, you'll get Power Up, which is the first second single. And look out for that video that's coming out this weekend, y'all. All right? So what I want to do, first of all, I really appreciate you coming on, Cat.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I want to give you the floor to talk about whatever, shout out whoever, you know, let everybody know what you got coming up or what they should look out for. If you got an event, your Twitter or Instagram handle, go for it.
Yeah, sure. So one good thing with a name like Noah Splice, right, you can Google us. You can find us on any platform. That's the name everywhere. We're very easy to find, so look us up wherever you look people up. Definitely want to give a shout-out to we call him our Nilla crew. My boy in England in particular actually is listening right now. He's helping get a following for us over there, so we appreciate all your help. And yeah, thanks to everyone that's on the crew just listening, and thanks for having us on. And everybody else, look out for the album coming in December. You won't regret it.
There you have it. You heard it here. The Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. Make sure you add Nilla Splice. That would be N-I-L-L-A Splices, S-P-L-I-C-E. If you are listening to this interview, you have all of the links at your disposal. So go ahead, click, and add and follow Good Music. The Spotify link is there. So go ahead and download it and enjoy Power Up, y'all. Until next time, it's another great episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. Support Good Music always, y'all. Peace. Cat.
Thanks, man.
I won.